I got a present for you.
Oh, money. Ooh, making it rain with $2.
Yeah. Sefton Playhouse dollar.
$2. Ooh. Oh, my God.
My gift to you.
Oh, for Easter.
Yeah.
Instead of Easter eggs, I get a $2 note.
For a strip club.
For a strip club. Man, I'm going to make it rain hard with this $2. Oh, my goodness.
It's the new church. Oh,
amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Hi.
For those who have not listened to us before, we're a husband and wife team.
Mm.
He's Charlie, I'm Ponyo, and we just like to talk. That's basically it.
Yeah.
My little disclaimer, I'm very sorry. I sound a bit nasally.
Yeah.
Sound like a bit of... like the nanny.
Yeah, but you're getting better.
I am.
You're sick as a dog.
Yeah. Still fighting through it, yes.
But why do I call it sick as a dog? I don't understand that.
Dogs don't get sick. That. We should ask that to our little Google mate.
Yeah.
Should try asking. Go, honey.
Hey,
go.
Google. Where does the phrase sick as a dog come from?
On the website quora.com, they say sick as a dog usually means extremely sick and dates back to at least the 17th century. It is simply a descriptive phrase. Being sick in Britain means to vomit. To read more, look for the link in your Google Home app.
Okay, thanks Google. Oh. That was kind of useless, so whatever.
Thanks, Google.
Cool. Luckily, we didn't have to pay for that thing, because otherwise I'd be...
Anyway. Can we get back to this? So, Charlie just handed me a... it's basically a...
Pink
$2 note.
Yep.
With a hot chick on it for the Sefton Playhouse.
And so, you know what you do with that dollar?
So, wait, let me read it. It says here,
yeah, go
the most successful strip club in Australia and New Zealand. Ooh, voted number one. Bola.
By fucking who?
Oh, wow. So, what do you do? I'm going to be straight up. Always want to go to a strip club.
And you can tell me this, and I think that's going to be...
It's going to be on my birthday list this year, huh?
Well, it's part of your bucket list. I mean, yes. We went skydiving. We've done all types of things. So,
yes.
I'm taking you to a strip club.
Yeah, it's for my birthday. Yeah. So no, tell me. So how does it work?
So what happens?
So what are you telling me? You can't throw $2 at them, so you have to go exchange the money.
Yeah, no. So they don't take cash. Is it like regular dinero? So what you do is you get your money.
Yeah.
Like your actual legal tender.
Yeah.
You go up to the counter, people, and you're like, I want to exchange, you know, a couple of bucks.
He's my loose change.
Here's a couple of bucks. No, it's usually like, I can't even remember how much it gets you.
But here's my pocket money that my mom has given me for the week, but I would use it on the strippers instead of food.
Yeah. Hey, people do that. Man, that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
but,
go
so
on.
You go there and like, I exchange just $50.
Oh, look at you. How cheap are you?
Hey, I'm not putting these girls through college.
Go on.
I already got one chick I've got to look after. I don't need...
But my uni degrees.
Yeah, no, you're Beyonce. Fake. You're like BK. You're independent.
Yeah. I'm almost
into
independent.
Formation.
Oh yes. Anyways, go on.
But what it does is it gives you, they give you this giant wad of like these $2 things.
So are they all in the same denominators? Like, or can you ask? Say, like, look, you know, I don't want to be that cheap. I don't.
No, you just get a giant
$2
wad. And so...
Are they all $2?
Yeah, two Sefton dollars. And so what happens is...
Would two Sefton dollars equate to $2?
No. So it's like, you get like like 200. I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
If you've been to Sefton, message us and let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
You get like 200 of these. Sefton dollars, right?
Okay.
And you walk into the strip place and it's like a, you know... stage, but like in the shape of a cross, which is how funny because it's Easter. So we went to the church and they've got chairs that sit around the cross,
yeah.
And like there's like usually like two chicks like dancing. There's a couple of poles,
yeah.
But they're dancing, but they've got like the lingerie on sometimes. But if the lady you stay there, the girls will just come out and they just got their titties out, and then you sit down and like. You can give them this.
Wait, do you throw it at them? How does it work? Or you tuck it in their knickers? Well, or how usually does it work?
Like Glenn just goes up, he sits down. Oh, I mean, my mate, JC. Her name's.
Yeah.
And they come up to you and then they start like, but they're on a stage, so you're sitting down and they're on a stage and they just like dance in front of you.
Yeah.
And like the more of these you...
They're preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're preaching to the choir.
Yep. And it's time for donation. The basket goes around. Yeah, the
basket goes around. But and so if they're dancing in front of you, you get the more dollars they give you, the more they take do. Off. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, the more
so
they
do. So if you're like stingy, like there's heaps of... It's like the reverse of Macau.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so you get some cheap-ass freaking people there. Anyway, yeah. And so they just give a couple bucks and they expect her to like take off her G-string and all that. But like she's like, she plays them hard. She, you know, she's like, come on, what else you got?
I love, can I just
and then
say?
If the guys start throwing out wads, then she will.
Yeah.
But what the kicker to that is, is that there's a whole bunch of guys like, 10 metres away standing at the, not 10 metres, maybe 5 metres away standing against the wall, like with their drink, like keeping it cool.
Who are they?
Watching, oh, like CD fucking, so they're CD just strip
cheap.
Dudes.
Oh, they're cheap
dudes. The cheap ones that don't want to throw out the money.
Ah!
And so she's dancing right in front of them, but 5 metres, and there's a guy getting a sort of a lap dance, throwing money at, and they're just watching them, just sitting there, they're standing there with their drinks.
So they're like, watching from a distance?
Yeah, like, yeah, this is mad.
Oh my god.
And then we were just like, it's got the weirdest vibe or the weirdest energy.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, oh man, can we play pool and just like,
yeah,
there's another area and we can like, it's like hip hop, and so we were just like talking shit and, but yeah.
But
and
thanks for my little note.
Yeah.
I'll use it next time I go there.
Yeah.
Oh, here it goes. This is their motto on their note.
Mm.
It's got here, more tips. More attention. Ooh. Come play with us. Ooh.
That's what I'm telling you. The more $2 you throw at them.
I think that's clever because it's occupation, health and safety. Can you imagine you going in with a bag of 2 little coins and just throwing it at them?
Pegging 2 little coins at
making
them.
It, literally making it. No, not. It's not even rain. It's making it hail.
Yeah.
Because you're making it hail with $2 coins. Not me. I'll be bringing a bag of my 5 cents, my silver coins.
Can I exchange all this for...
Yeah. I want some $2 coins. I mean, $2 notes. Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, the funny thing is like, there's heaps of chicks just like...
Yeah.
That just go in there and are just like hanging out.
Yeah, of course.
But you, and it's like...
There's
like almost like 3 different stratifications of people in there. You've got like the people that are... They're with their mates, they've got their, and they're just like there to have a good time. They're not there like to fucking sit and stare at a pair of silicone boobs. You got other people that are similar to what I was doing. This was like Friday or whatever. And so it was work crew, just hanging out, somewhere different to go.
Exactly.
And then you got the creepers.
Oh, of course.
But the funny thing is, my mate, this is his local.
Yeah.
It's like one of those situations where like even the bouncers, oh man, how's it going? And they all know him, like, yeah, what's going on, bro? And then we're like, you can't go 5 meters without him. And then they're like, oh, hey, man. And then it's like, we'll see you in there. Because if you're going to have a 5-minute conversation with all of the, and they look like creepers.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the bar and.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not, I don't think it's a place that you want to be known. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's, look, each to their own.
But even like, we were talking to the girls and just like, I was just talking to them and they're pretty cool, down to earth and everything.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to make some money, right?
But it's just like weird having a, like, it's hard to have a normal conversation with a girl who's just got a G-string on and she's got
tits out. And you've seen everything.
And you're just like, and you're standing there and you're like, with everyone, it's like, oh, so how's your night going? You good? So you know, what are you doing after? You watch Game of Thrones? You know, just
Do you
like,
go home, chill, like, Netflix, going and on, chill?
Like, you having a good Easter? You're going to go, and so yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my family. And it's, it's like,
but you know what, like I said before, people got to do what they need to
do. Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, hey, it's probably one of the oldest profession. It is the oldest profession in the world. I mean,
definitely.
It's,
Well, it was my first profession. That's another story. Yeah. I'll save that one.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a... It's a banger of a story.
Oh, definitely. But talking about making money and I guess that would be the oldest profession. What would you say something that's a bit random now?
But I think just on that is like, I don't know, I'm a bit of a forward thinker. You tell me, it's like, I don't like, people think of it as like a derogatory thing, like, oh, she's a stripper, or she's a prostitute, I guess prostitutes are different, but strippers are like, I don't see the, from my perspective, it's like, I don't really see it any different from like a model, or maybe a, like a top athlete. Your body is your paycheck.
Yeah.
And however, I mean, you've only got X amount of time to utilize that. And so you're going to make as much money as you can and try and have fun doing it.
Yeah. I'm too old for that shit now.
What do you mean?
Nah. They like them young.
Nah, I'm sending you to Sefton's for tryouts on... they get tryouts next weekend.
They've got an audition going on next week.
But yeah, I'm going back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've found trippy, and I've only just sort of, I haven't even gone down the rabbit hole, is it's called, what is it? Would they eat mukbang? Mukbang.
Yeah.
Where they eat food on like a Twitch stream.
Yes.
And they eat like a giant, like, and we're talking like a full, you get one of them laundry baskets.
Yes.
And it's just got nothing but mee goreng noodles in there.
Well, it depends which market. Yeah, bang. But or whatever. Yeah. You're looking at at least 3,000 to 5,000 worth of calories in one sitting. And that's not normal because the average calories for an adult, it's anywhere between 15 to 2,000 depending on your diet or your living standards. But we're talking about these mukbang eaters.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you call them.
Yeah, no, so let me hear. So, originated in South Korea.
Yeah.
It's pronounced mukbong.
Oh, mukbong.
So, for the bong heads out there, you smoke, you hit the muk, and you hit the bong.
Two in one.
And so the phrase comes from a combination of Korean words, so eating, mukda. Mm-hmm. I probably murdered that.
Yeah. Any of our Koreans listeners out there?
And broadcast bangsong. So okay. It's a combination of that.
Okay.
And so...
So mukbang, broadcasting, you're eating, basically. Yeah.
Now, mukbang stars can sometimes make $13,000 a month.
Oof.
Plowing off 4,000 calories worth of food.
Oof. You know what? That's a great job. But eating 4,000 calories... Oh.
All I'll say is, like, if you want to do that, I'll be more than happy to, like, videotape it and produce it for you and live off your $13,000 a month just eating. But they eat the craziest shit, man. Like,
yeah, I've seen some of them.
Spicy ramen to just, like, 2 kilos of buffalo wings.
I've seen one where it's no joke. It's a five kilos of pho, which is a Vietnamese noodle soup. And that... A normal size, which we've shared it before.
I can't finish a bowl.
Exactly. So 5 kilos or more with noodles, the broth, and the condiments, that's a lot of food.
What, and like...
Oh my God.
So what do you, like, and like, I sat through and watched maybe 5 minutes of one, and it was the chick trying to beat the Guinness Book of World Records doing it. I think there's one on YouTube.
But you're putting your health at risk as well.
But the thing is, what do you reckon happens after?
Easy. Laxative.
After the camera cuts, do they go and binge?
Oh, yeah.
But you'd have to, because that shit will make you sick. And they're tiny, it's usually like Asian girls, they're the tiniest little things. Yeah. And man, I reckon they purge it back up.
I think so too.
That's probably like the dark side of like mukbangs.
Or they just don't eat for the next few days and they do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Because that's a lot of calories. So I've seen, I've seen some with the crabs and the seafood boil, the boil, fast food.
Oh, yeah. It's, I don't understand it. But I went halfway down the rabbit hole and then my mates were telling me, like, there's another one where it's just sound.
Yes.
And people are getting off on, like, women, like, eating a cucumber or something, that's just like the crunching of a cucumber. I'm just like,
yeah.
That is some cool next level.
I can't stand people eating with their mouth open. So why in hell would I listen or watch somebody eat with their mouth open so you can hear that you know, whole texture? Yuck!
I know, right?
I can't stand that.
But you got some people... For the thing that doesn't turn you on, there's probably a million people that would, you know what
making
I mean?
Making money somewhere
and
else.
And they would pay for that shit because they can't get it from anywhere else.
You know what?
So I'm gonna start putting you on mukbang videos.
Sure.
We're starting tonight.
McDonald's, if you're listening, will you be willing to sponsor us?
Sponsorship deal, McDonald's. I'm gonna get
hook Ponyo us up, hook a girl up with some nuggets. Yes. Oh, okay. You know what? This is what I would do if it was my first. Okay. If we were to go ahead with this production, I want a bathtub filled with nuggets. Hear me out. Come on.
Okay.
This will get a lot of viewers.
Okay. Yeah.
Bathtub filled with nuggets, chips on top, sweet and sour sauce.
Are you sitting in there?
Yeah.
What, and then it gets loaded on top
Yes.
of you? Okay, now we're talking. You got to paint the picture for me.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So I'll be sitting in the bathtub with the nuggets, the fries, the sauce, soft drink.
Next to you.
Yeah, next to me. Throw the soft drink, but next to me. Then that and candlelight. Yep, done.
Ooh, sounds romantic.
Yeah, and me just munching away on the nuggets. Are you telling me that's not going to get viewers?
But no, and then can I pour the sweet and sour McDonald's sauce all over? I have to
rub that over my body.
Wait, that's actually a really good idea. Can we do that and put it on YouTube or something?
We might have to patent that idea because that's a really sick idea. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's done that already.
I'm trying around that, of course, though.
Filling a bathtub
full of nuggets?
Can cheat. So what you do, you got to think about this. So you get into the bathtub, but you put cushions and stuff on top of it.
Oh,
so you're not filling it 100%.
Yeah,
dude, okay. I can't eat a whole bathtub of chicken nuggets.
But we want to, I want to see it, I want you to go 100% all the way.
Oh, God.
Maybe not.
Okay.
It's a waste of nuggets.
It won't be a waste. I'll still eat them. I'll store them in the freezer and I'll rash them out throughout the week.
I'll try and help you.
Anyways.
Anyway, but yeah,
things that people do to make money, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do to earn that capitalist dollar. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm. So, dear listeners, are you into the whole mukbang? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, mukbang.
Mukbang, I don't know, foodie situation that's happening, that's taking over social media. If so, who are you watching? Why do you like watching it? Let us know in the comments. And if you think it's horrible, if it's a cruel idea, let us know as well.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a bit whacked.
I'll watch it though.
Yeah, I do. But I can understand why people do that. And we mentioned this in the previous podcast.
Yeah.
Where people are so lonely now, they tend to rely on technology to feel belonged.
The gap.
Yeah. So they would actually have dinner while watching somebody have them recording live. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it feels like they're sitting there with someone across from them and it's like, you know. It's
sad, but it's true.
Yeah, but I mean, people's life is life, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what else?
What else has been going on this week?
Oh, this whole week at work. I've got an awesome team that I work with, and this one guy, he's been humming the theme song from Game of Thrones the whole freaking week.
He's been amped up.
Oh my God.
Last season.
So everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
And we're pretty open office, so you can hear him and everyone's talking about
it. Droning on about it.
Yeah, and I'm that, you know, you hear people talking about it.
Just say it.
I'm that 1%. And I'm proud to be that
1%. You're the 1% that has never watched Game of Thrones.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't plan to watch it anytime soon.
I think we should watch it. We'll keep going, sorry. And it's not that you don't like it, you just don't care for it.
Yes, it's not that I don't like it. It's not that I
You're backtracking. You're backtracking.
It's not that because I don't like it. It's just that I feel like I'm so far behind already and it's too late to watch and it's too much going on and I've got so many other shows that I would like to watch as well.
Mm.
So I don't have enough time to watch it all.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. But
I'm making excuses. I know that.
The same thing is like with Star Wars. Up until a point, a couple of years ago, you hated Star Wars, and you was like,
"Not that I just don't care for it."
Yeah, but you never watched it, and you didn't keep up with the newer movies that came out. Yeah,
that's true. And then the year came along.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh. But even then, you still. I don't think I've sat down with you and actually watched. A whole Star Wars movie.
I think
we've tried.
We've tried.
But you fell asleep like in the first... after the opening crawl, like 5-10 minutes in, you're gone.
I'm gone.
So I watched it and I loved it.
Yeah.
But so
I don't gravitate to those type of movies.
No. But with that being said, you watch some of the weirdest, most twisted shit I've ever... like.
That's so true, though.
It's just like weird that you don't get on the Game of Thrones Star Wars train.
Nah.
Last Star Wars comes out at the end of this year.
Busy. I'm booked out that day.
Now, what we're doing is we're going to go back and watch all eight movies.
I'm busy those days as well.
No, we're going to lock you in and lose the key.
I'm busy. I'll climb out of the window somehow. I want to grow my hair so long and turn into Rapunzel and let my hair down. I'm busy. Dear listeners, are you a Star Wars fan? Am I the only one? Or Game of Thrones? Or am I the only 1% out there?
No, you're part of it. Like I'll be honest, I've watched season 1 and 2.
See, that's pretty good. I haven't done that.
No, but it's just like
too far behind.
No, but now this is the last season. I think once the season finishes, download it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should watch it. Mm. Hey, I used to read a lot of fantasy novels. I think that was one of my first introductions. I mean, I used to read Roald Dahl, Paul Jennings. I got onto Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my excuse for not...
watching?
Yeah, is because... I read so many good fantasy novels that...
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to... I'll go with a biasness into watching Game of Thrones and be like... Ursula Le Guin's books are better. Robin Hobb's books are better. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but books are always better.
Yeah. And so I would actually technically like to read George Martin's books first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
Uh-huh. Well, talking about books.
Hmm?
What day is it today?
Oh, it's a...
special day.
Yeah, it's a Vietnamese book day.
Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's also National Tea Day.
Ooh. So have a cup of tea and get your book out and read. Perfect. Yeah.
So we had I don't know, you were at Gallivanting yesterday and so was I. So we had a massive poker night.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
And I lost my money. Standard.
But just for our listeners who are not from Australia, which we do have a few, so hello guys from overseas.
Yeah.
We're actually, we've got a long weekend in Australia. Right. So we've had Friday off.
So Easter.
So we've got Good Friday. There's
Easter Monday.
Yes.
Do you know what? Pop quiz. What's Easter Friday for? Someone died? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah.
So I always love it when Jesus dies for us.
Get a day off. Well, the whole long weekend.
And the kicker is we get a day off when he comes back alive.
Oh, man. Amen to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not even religious, but thank you. I'll take these days off anyway.
So I was thinking... We're pretty lucky. We've got Friday and Monday off. That's 4 days, right?
Mm.
Now, I thought we were pretty lucky until... I looked online.
Yeah, no, because you were asking me, like, how many public holidays does Australia have? Because, like, yes, we're pretty good.
I thought we were pretty good. I thought we were. So do you want to tell us how many we have?
No, well, so we have nationally?
Yeah.
About nine? What is it? Ten? Nine?
Yeah, nine. I would say nine.
Depending
on which state or territory you're in, it might be nine or ten. Yeah,
but nationally across the country?
Yeah.
I mean, some states have, like, a day off for a horse race.
Yes, that's Victoria.
Yeah, and it is ridiculous because they've got one more public holiday. So they've got 10 and New South Wales has 9, which pisses me off to no end.
That should not piss you off.
But it gets worse because then you would tick it. Yeah, yeah. And then you're telling me.
Look, you shouldn't let Victoria having that extra day piss you off at all, babe. Let me tell you this, right? So I quickly look at the World Atlas website, worldatlas.com, thank you. Countries with the most public holidays, right?
Mm.
Should I go for the top five?
Yeah, go. Okay. I'll go from five to one.
Babe. Okay, five. So. Number five, with 17 days of public holidays.
Yeah.
17 freaking days!
Yeah.
We have China and Hong Kong.
17 days.
17 days. Okay, I'll keep going. Ranked number four with 18 days of public holidays. Ready?
Yeah.
We've got Colombia, Philippines, Trinidad, and how do you pronounce that?
Tobago.
Where's Tobago?
Next to Tabasco.
Okay, there we go.
How many they got off?
18.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 18 days public holiday. And those... And so that doesn't fall on the weekend, so if...
Yes.
It's either the Monday, it has to
fall. Of course. Okay. Let me keep moving.
Yeah,
ranked number three with 21. 21 public holidays.
Mm.
We've got India and Kazakhstan.
They don't work anyway.
You're so mean. They do work. I'll keep going.
That's like three solid weeks off across the year
I'll keep going, right?
I haven't heard this.
We're number two now. Number two, with 25 working days. Public holidays.
Where did Australia sit on this list?
We're nowhere in the top 50. 10. I don't even know. They don't even show. They don't even show it. So, ranked number two with 25 public holidays.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I've got some mates over in Sri Lanka. Oh, yeah, but I love Sri Lanka.
And then drum roll for number one.
Yeah.
With 28 public holidays. Let me repeat that.
Can I try and guess?
28 public holidays.
Switzerland?
No, Swiss is actually, good point. Swiss is not even in the top 10. Keep going, you want another guess?
Is it somewhere in Europe?
That's the thing. Europe actually have fallen around rank number 9, 10, 11 onwards. Ooh. Sweden is actually number 7 with 15 public holidays.
Okay, so hit me with number one.
Ready?
Yeah.
So today, we're looking at Cambodia.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. 28 public holidays.
28 freaking days.
So you know what we're talking about, maybe moving to Dubai?
Yeah, I think we should move
to Cambodia. Yeah. Be here. 28.
I'll live and see him.
We get nine. Nine, babe. Nine.
Well, they'd have the anyway.
Anyway, well done. You know what? Well done to the government in Cambodia. You must be doing something right.
Like, fuck working.
Yeah.
Take an entire month off across the year and spread it out, and we'll be good.
But
the thing is like public holiday. Like the counter to that is, I heard, I don't want to be negative, Nelly, but I will.
Yeah.
Is
you keep it real.
You lose GDP for every day that people don't work.
Well, when you really look at it, the top...
So it makes sense where Cambodia has got 28
days. Sri Lanka.
Because $1 will get you a tuk-tuk ride from here to the south of freaking Cambodia, to the temples.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a dollar, but anyways. Yeah.
$2.
Yeah.
$2.
That's true. Look, if you're looking at the top, I guess, four or five countries that have the most public holidays, they're all in... Asia.
They're all like really poor countries.
Yeah, really poor country. You're right. Yeah. So, insane. Well, so, yeah, but that's interesting. So, fun fact. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Um.
Oh, can I just quickly?
Mm.
Gotta talk about my girl.
So while I was going out and playing poker.
Yes.
What the hell have you been doing?
I spent the night with my girl, Beyonce.
Scissor sister.
Oh, no. So,
what happened?
So Beyonce released a documentary, would you say? Week.
Yeah, you're telling the
story. And it's called Homecoming.
Yeah.
A film by Beyonce.
Yeah.
So when I saw this all over social media, I'm like, well, I must watch this. This is pretty awesome. So what it is, it's just a doco of her performance during the 2018 Coachella, a.k.a. Beachella.
Is that what it is?
It's like, you know, Beyonce-cella, get it?
Anyways.
I have not read anything about it. So my expectation of this was, oh, yeah, it's a documentary, thinking how they put the whole performance together.
Yeah.
But in fact, this is just my interpretation, and listeners, if you've seen it, let us know what you think of the Homecoming doco. It's 2 hours and 17 minutes
Wow.
of pure bliss. Just imagine it this way. Let me tell you, right? Let me
That's a sliding scale, though.
No, let me tell you. It is like one... You know how a music clip is like 3 to 4 minutes long?
Yeah.
This is like the really extended version of a long music clip. It is just perfect because when I was watching last night by myself, at a party on my own, it was freaking awesome.
Just dancing on the couch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Twerking.
Oh, hell yeah. I just needed a pole in the living room.
We can get one of those.
The portable ones?
Hey,
yeah.
I can look after
you. No, you got connections now?
Yeah, I'll
That's
get
right.
one installed for you.
Well, I've got my $2 note somewhere, so you can put that into the deposit.
It's here. It's stuck in your G-string. Pull it out.
So this Homecoming doco, you're watching it and it keeps on giving because you think it will end. No, I'm being serious.
It's a documentary that keeps on giving.
It's like a never-ending Tim Tam, but so good. And I hate Tim Tams, but this was freaking awesome. Right. So every time a song would play, you think that would be it.
Yeah.
Every time a special performance or a special guest would come out, you think, okay, that's it. End. But it keeps on going. You're like, oh my goodness. And it keeps getting better and better and better.
Yeah. Couldn't think of anything worse.
No, I'm telling you. Don't. Look, to all the listeners out there, you do not need to be a fan of Beyonce. She is just out of this world. And I understand why they call her Queen Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, she's top of the
Just respect. Chain. I have so much respect for her after watching this doco.
I think after this, we'll kick it on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll twerk for you.
Yeah, next to the TV.
But you really need to work on your game with the money. Accepting $2 notes. I'm going to be accepting wasabi and mustard. Wasabi, at least. I like the wasabi.
I don't think people know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Go tell.
You want to tell? You tell.
Australian money has like
different colours. Beautiful colours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like weird plastic money.
Yeah.
It's like, and so a $50, so a $20 note.
Orange.
Orange?
Is it orange? Would you call
it's
it?
Kind of red.
Salmon.
We call them,
What do you call them?
We call them ketchups.
Oh, okay.
Ketchup, because it's almost the same color as a
red
tomato ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Then
$50 note is
like
the color of
mustard.
Yeah, mustard. So we call them mustards.
Mm-hmm.
And the $100 notes in Australia are green, but they're the green of wasabi, like when you eat with sushi.
Yes. So give me some wasabi. Please.
Where are your manners?
Please. Oh, I'm a stripper. I don't eat no manners.
But, yeah, I got some wasabis for you.
Yeah. But, yeah, Beyonce, it's, guys, like I was saying, you don't need to like her music, but her as an entertainer and a really smart businesswoman, respect to her, man. That's all I could say. So, highly recommend everyone to watch it.
Yeah, she's doing stuff.
It's pretty awesome. Definitely.
Yeah.
On that note,
what are you doing for the rest of the day? Oh, you're gonna make me watch Beyonce?
Yeah.
Cool.
I wanna see if there's any more leftover Easter eggs.
Yeah, there's an Easter egg. I left some.
I cannot wait. Just one more thing. I cannot wait till after Easter. You know what happens?
Sale.
Yeah.
Easter egg fire sale.
So if you get Easter eggs from me next week, you'll know why. I'm a cheap person. I'll be using my wasabi to buy Easter eggs. Hey, I can buy a lot of Easter eggs with my wasabi. Yeah, that's right. Another great choice for music as well.
This is the track.
Definitely old school.
Summer. Mm. I love Mamas and Papas.
Oh yeah, can't carry on.
This is Sunday. This is my Sunday jam.
Definitely. On that note, from Charlie and Ponyo, thank you for your support.
Yeah, have a good week.
Be good to each other. Peace out.